Friday 14th, January.
Sunny, warm, Hollywood. 2 days Lily's birthday, but Lily's not here. I'm really sad.
This morning we have biology. Our biology teacher's name is Greg.
Ici, tout le monde s'appelle par son prénom, y compris les élèves et leurs profs.
Greg is tall and blonde. He's a surfer. Harper asks, Greg, can you explain what a surrogate mother is? Like exactly?
Sure, Harper. Look, it goes like this.
Et il a commencé à dessiner au tableau.
What is a surrogate mother? Greg's drawing. Mother's egg plus father's sperm equal in vitro fertilization. Embryo implanted into surrogate mother's womb.
Genetic relationship to baby from both parents.
Not from the pregnant woman. Contract between genetic parents and surrogate mother. It's a paid contract in California.
Wow! You mean women actually get paid to have somebody else's baby?
Agitation générale.
Greg says, Quiet, please. Quiet, please. Quiet!
Le prof de bio est parti dans une longue explication concernant le corps, le travail et le système légal en Californie et ailleurs. Je n'ai pas tout compris.
Litot, quand tu dis un truc qui est bien en dessous de la vérité parce qu'en fait je n'ai rien compris.
Mais j'ai copié ceci du tableau.
Physical work, like for example building a house, production of body, strength, force, pay. Surrogacy, use of body, ability to carry life, pay. In California, surrogate mothers are paid for the work of their body. Does carrying another couple's baby count as work?
Like a builder?
What about the use of women's bodies? The psychological impact on surrogate mothers and babies?
Résultat, à la fin de la matinée, Harper et moi sommes imbattables. Surtout Harper, sur la question des mères porteuses, de substitution, pour autrui, et sur la législation en Californie. Mais toujours dans le flou en ce qui concerne les conséquences psychologiques. L'exploitation du corps des femmes...
It's so complicated.
But... What about Lily?
Lunchtime. Fish fingers and chips. French fries.
It's always sunny. Boring.
Okay,
says Diandra, eating her chips with her fingers. Where are we?
We are that Lily was probably a test tube baby.
Right. But... What has that got to do with the fact that she's missing? Do you think her surrogate mother kidnapped her?
No,
said Harper. Women don't do that.
Je la trouve optimiste, mais bon.
The conversation between Harper and Diandra gives the following conclusions. 1. Lily must have discovered she has a surrogate mother. How? 2. Lily must have looked on the clinic website and made a list of the mothers who had babies on her birthday. She must have known she was born at Santa Monica's. 3. Lily must have gone to find her surrogate mother. So, if we want to find Lily, we have to discover which name belongs to her surrogate mother. Possibilities. Maybe we should ask the police. Maybe we should ask at the clinic.
Perhaps we should ask the Jessops. How do we find Lily?
Obstacles. The police probably won't tell us anything.
The clinic probably won't tell us anything.
The Jessops probably won't tell us anything.
Dead end.
So, what do we do? Nobody knows.
Et en attendant, I'm back with Diandra in rehearsals. And
I hate dancing. I hate Dario. I hate jumping and turning and bending and knees up and touching the floor. I'm tired and hot and sweating and my muscles hurt.
J'ai mal aux muscles.
I want to murder Diandra's dancing teacher. 1, 2, 3, 4, and bang! Dario is dead.
After a shower.
Je me demande comment on peut retrouver Lily. Même sans la liste de noms collée derrière son ordinateur, et rien ne nous dit que la police ne l'a pas dénichée, le shérif doit savoir que Lily est née d'une mère porteuse. Alors si la police n'a pas réussi à savoir où elle est, je ne vois pas comment nous trois allons y arriver. Surtout si Lily n'a pas envie qu'on la retrouve, ce qui semble être le cas. J'ai tellement mal aux jambes que ça m'empêche de réfléchir. Soudain, le téléphone sonne. C'est Diandra.
Let's go to the beach.
Ok, let's go to the beach.
I walked on the beach with Diandra. As we walked, I asked questions.
What can we do to find Lily?
Don't you have any ideas?
No, sorry, Alex. No ideas.
In front of my hotel.
Harper is waiting.
Hey, guys! At last you are here! Listen, we have to go and help the sheriff's department. Dad has made up all deputies.
Deputies? Des agents de police nommés par le shérif pour une raison précise et une durée déterminée.
We have to save Lily!
Tout d'un coup, je pense au film Sauver Willy et j'ai envie de rire. S'ensuit une conversation ultra rapide entre Diandra et Harper. J'ai un peu l'impression d'écouter deux mitraillettes. Je comprends.
Ok, right, surrogate mom, Mexican border, yeah.
Je suis devenu flic pendant 4 heures. Puis, Harper repart en courant vers une voiture du sheriff's department.
I ask Diandra.
What's up? They found Lily down the Mexican border with her surrogate mom. Her surrogate mom phoned the police. Lily is really sad, so the sheriff wants us to talk to her because we're her friends. We have to convince her to come home.
Je ne comprends pas trop. Pour moi, à 15 ans, on n'a pas vraiment le choix.
But she must come home. She is 15. She has no choice.
Diandra smiles.
Yeah, well, legally you are right, but her parents want peace, not war.
Décidément, les Américains ne sont pas comme nous.